This budget has been developed by the Budget Committee, which includes, as you can see, Susan Webb, our Finance Director, Kathy Roth, our Budget and Cost Manager, and Gina Jennings, our Director of Accounting. I'd like to thank Nancy Cordry, who helped put the budget letter together, Eddie Sparpaglione and Patty Lorion from the Information Systems Department, and others from the Information Systems Department that helped put together the report. We have put the report together to you based on requests from each department head. I'd like to also thank the department heads for their reasonable request and cooperation in developing this budget. I think they have recognized our economic situation, and they have responded by reasonable budget request. As Mr. Jones noted, a public hearing is scheduled for June 17th at 10:15 a.m. to hear public comment regarding any of the aspects of the budget, and a press briefing was held earlier today at 8 a.m. There are copies of the handouts available to anyone at the table in the back. We do have a limited number of copies of the hard copies of the budget and the budget letter available, and Mr. Townsend or Mrs. Roth can help you with that if you'd like a copy. This will all be available on our website later. It is available on our website right now if you'd like to access it. It's sussexcountyde.gov. With that, we will begin the presentation. And the primary challenge and goal in developing this budget has been to maintain and supplement existing county services while facing major decreases in revenue. Realty transfer tax revenue is estimated to be $4,480,000 less next fiscal year. This is a 20% decrease from fiscal 2008. Other general fund housing-related revenues are also down $2.5 million. This is, of course, primarily due to the change in the housing, construction, and finance markets. Conservative budgeting in the past has enabled the county to continue without raising property taxes. A strong financial base enables further use of appropriated reserves, which we will talk about a little later. These appropriated reserves of about $2.5 million in the general fund budget has been reduced from the current level. And as you'll see in the budget presentation, a number of departments have reductions in their funding. Our grant and aid budget is down $2.1 million. It is about 18% below the current level. Our building code department budget is down 28% as part of the change in how we are handling building code inspections, where we're handling that on an in-house basis versus shopping out the inspections for single-family homes. Our water and sewer operations and maintenance staff, in the 08 budget, we have 125 staff. We are recommending 120 next year. Our emergency preparedness budget is down 7%. And for the first time, even our paramedic department budget is down 1.5% this year. Realty transfer tax is a concern, which we will talk about a little bit later. Our current year realty transfer tax revenue is 22% below last year's level of collections. The budget does include, as we talked about, a no property tax increase is recommended. Economic development is a high priority with the budget, with aggressively continuing airport and industrial park improvements to provide jobs in Sussex County. Record storage program recommendation is included for implementation at the old EOC. The county council will tackle land use plan update ordinances in the upcoming year. Many new water and sewer projects will keep the engineering department busy with Johnson's Quarter, Angola, Oak Orchard, Golf Village, and Western Sussex. Daytime security is included in the budget through the sheriff's office in this building. There have been some recent concerns regarding security during the day here. Also, The new fire service computer-aided dispatch equipment will be maintained by county staff. And this, this is a picture of the new Emergency Operations Center, which went in operation on April 2nd. And it's we're very impressed with it, and I think it will benefit us for many years to come. The budget theme is Balanced Project, reflecting the county's continuing vision to provide needed services and additional wastewater and industrial park infrastructure with reduced revenues. This chart shows the total budget, $142 million, which is only up, or it's actually decreased by $113,000 compared to the 2008 total. It includes operational funds for the general fund, $54.8 million, which is down $3 million. It's a 5.4% reduction in general fund. Also, sewer and water district operations, $30.7 million. That number is 7% below the current year number of $33.1 million. The community development program is about the same level as this year. That reflects mainly federal and state monies for housing rehab projects. The capital improvement fund, $16.4 million, is up, but it includes additional improvements at the industrial park and airport and some other improvements to, like, for instance, roof replacement on this building. Capital projects for sewer is up, is $38.7 million. It is actually down about 1%, but that reflects the construction spending that we will be doing during the next year for capital projects such as Millville, which is underway, beginning work with Angola and Johnson's Corner in the upcoming year. The operational part of the funding for the budget, which is the general fund, community development, and this $30.7 million, is actually down 6% for the year. We have in undesignated funds, as our last audit report, 17.1% of our budget, about $10 million, $9.9 million set aside, which what we call our rainy day fund, which is undesignated general fund revenue. And our goal is to maintain that. This pie chart shows a breakdown of the county general fund and community development funding revenues. And the largest revenue is realty transfer tax, about 32% of the budget. We are estimating $17.9 million in revenue from the realty transfer tax. That is down from this year's 2008 number of $22.4 million. Property taxes, is the next largest revenue, 22% of the budget. It is actually up about 6% due to increases in taxable assessments due to the growth in the county. That the total property tax income is about $12.5 million. The third largest revenue is fees from services, 17.5% of the budget, $9.8 million. And the county's goal has been and continues to be to have the departments that provide specific services, their fees cover their costs. And for the most part, that is how we are structured. The next largest source of revenue is the state paramedic grant, almost 10% of the budget, and that represents 40% of the paramedic department cost, which the state funds statewide. And we are watching that as the state has reviews their financial situation. We're concerned that there may be changes in that, like there have been in the past. One other item I might mention, pension fund revenue, 3.5%, that represents reimbursements from our pension fund for pensioner payments. So we are recommending this year that almost $2 million be reimbursed to the general fund from the pension fund to pay for the gross pensions of our pensioners. And that is something we haven't done the last few years. We have done it in the past, but that is the purpose of the pension fund. And during this time, during the economic times that we're facing today, we felt that was appropriate. This chart shows the decline in realty transfer tax, and as we discussed, we are recommending in the budget estimating $17.9 million in funding from realty transfer tax. Again, that is 20% below our current budget, and it's roughly half of what we received in 2005 and 2006, $36 million in 2005, $35 million in 2006. This chart, housing industry revenues, reflects the realty transfer tax plus other revenues related to the housing and construction industries, recorder deeds, building permits, building inspection fees, et cetera. And the total budget, again, is down 21% compared to 2008. We are estimating $26.1 million for 2009. That compares to $51 million in 2006 and $50 million in 2005. Use of appropriated reserves reflects the amount of revenues of available funds that we are recommending in this budget. In the general fund, we have reduced this number from $4.4 million to $2.5 million. We're proud to try to reduce our dependence on use of appropriated reserves. In the capital improvement fund, we have decided that Budget Committee decided to recommend to the Council that we use funds that we have set aside in the Capital Improvement Fund during previous years to fund projects. Some of these projects you've heard about before, we've talked about. We have not been able to complete them. What we decided is we'll use the available funds instead of trying to set aside additional monies from current revenues. We'll use the available funds that we have to fund the projects. And with that, I'll turn it over to Mrs. Webb, who will talk about expenditures.
Good morning. I will be focusing on our general fund and community development expenses and what's included, and provide detail for some of the larger departments. As David discussed, the drop in revenue has sort of set the scene for our expenses. As far as expenses go, this was a very lean budget. We try to maintain services also while using $2.5 million of our reserve to do this. The general fund and community development budget is down over $3 million. We were very pleased with the departments and their requests this year due to the revenue constraints that we're experiencing. The budget committee worked very hard to eliminate and manage our costs. We looked at many things to see how we could do this. For instance, if a department came in with a request for a new employee or they had a retirement, maybe we could allocate from another department that was not as busy. We also looked at putting off or not doing some machinery and equipment, some capital in their budget, see if we could get another year out of the vehicle, or cut down their request by half. If they needed six computers, could they get by with three? So with things like that, that helped us cut some of the costs. Our major department, paramedic department, is 24% of our budget. This is down for the first time, 1.5%. As David mentioned, the paramedic department is 40% state funded, and it's important for us that the state maintain this level and allocation of funding. It started with a 60-40 split, state being 60%, then they went to 50-50, now we're at 40-60, with the state only funding 40%. And as you can tell, every day you open the newspaper, there's a different story on state finances, so we're really looking at this closely. The second largest department is finance and data processing, which includes accounting, billing assessment, building code, treasury. These are your basic internal government departments. The third is grants at 12.4%. This is down 18% this year, and I'll go through later what makes that piece up. Some of our other departments, economic development, the county's beginning to get more aggressive with our economic development partner, our department. We currently are looking for an economic development director now. and we're starting to get this department up and running again. Our row offices, which include Clerk of the Peace, Recorder of Deeds, Wills, and Sheriff, Open Space Program, which I'll talk about more later, Housing Rehabilitation, which is 3% of our budget, which includes our community development housing grants, and also extra money that we give to Bill Locates for housing emergency assistance. And this year, that's going to be $75,000. This is our grant and aid program and how that's broken up. We reduced the grant and aid program this year by over $2 million. We tried to keep the same level of funding for those grants that we could. Some remained at the same level of funding, but some did decrease. You'll see the largest section of the two, fire companies and police, are public safety. Fire companies at $3.4 million, the largest. There was no change in the funding for the county funding for grants for the fire companies, although they will see a decrease as they collect the fire service fees, which is on the building permits, which are down. So this will affect their budget. That's a pass-through fee that we collect from building codes, and we pass it right on to the fire companies, and that's down 29%. So we'll see a decrease in their budget by that, but the county maintained the same level of service and funding. The second, the state police, state and local. We are keeping our local law enforcement grant program, where we allocate $25,000 to the local municipalities that have town police programs. The state police contract for this year is at $1.9 million. In fiscal year 2008, we entered into a new contract. This will add 40 state police inside Sussex County over and above the state allocation. The third largest section are sewer grants at $1.4 million. This is down from last year. Included in this is $425,000 front foot assessment cap that we're keeping, and also grants to the new sewer districts David talked about, Angola specifically. What we do, since the state funding is down, is the county grants money, hoping that the referendum will pass so we can provide sewer. And in this area, it's doubly important because we have a lot of existing users, and it's an environmentally sensitive district, so it makes it more economical for the users. Housing assistance program, Bill Locates' program, we're allocating $100,000, $75,000 for his emergency assistance and $25,000 for a housing corporation. Open space program, dog control, which is state mandated, and we're keeping the same level of funding for soil conservation and University of Delaware agricultural extension. Excuse me. The open space program, this is one grant that we have seen a decrease. Last year, this was over $1 million. This year, we're recommending $750,000. By ordinance, we are required to reserve 10% of our excess of revenues over expenditures and put that number in the budget. In fiscal year 06, our excess was over $10 million. So in the 08 budget, this grant was over $1 million. But in fiscal 07, we had a deficit of $2.6 million, and we weren't required to reserve any funds for open space by ordinance. But the council feels it's important to show our county's commitment to provide open space funding, even in difficult times when revenue is down. So we did include $750,000 in the 09 budget for this. You'll see a listing of some of the larger areas where we've obtained easements and rights to maintain this preservation. This is over, and it's been over 3,000 acres over time. Here's how the public safety budget, if you remember that section of the pie, gets divided up. $23 million. It was $23 million last year, so we're pleased we're maintaining the same level of funding. It's 41% of our general fund budget. Fire service, $2 million. Paramedics, which we talked about, 13.6. Ambulance service, $1.5 million. A couple of years ago, they got a $500,000 increase in their BLS funding. We're maintaining that in this budget. State police subsidy for the 40 extra troopers in the county, the $25,000 to each municipality for local law enforcement, and our emergency preparedness. This is just an interesting slide that shows you the historical growth of calls for paramedic service. But what it tells us from a funding point of view, if you look at 02 to 07, that's a 39% increase. And in that time period, two additional stations were added and the power unit. And the power unit's a unit that sort of goes around the county and fills in where needed, especially when we have large summer populations with tourism. So we've had to increase funding to provide for the paramedics as they've seen this tremendous growth. So that's a lot, a big hit to our budget in the last 5 years. So we're happy that we're able to do this. Library is another big part of our general fund budget, $6.3 million in total. The libraries are funded by a dedicated portion of our property tax, county grants, and mobile home placement tax. The mobile home placement tax works very similar like the fire company fire service fees, where there's a mobile home placement tax, and then we pass that on to the independent libraries. That is also a real estate related revenue, so it is down 29% like all the other real estate related revenue. It has seen a decrease, so that will affect the library's budgets. And the $6.3 million includes the expenses for our own three county libraries, South Coastal, Milton, and Greenwood, and then the 11 independent libraries listed down here, which receive funding from us through grants. This slide shows the funding for the 11 local libraries, and you can see in 2007, 8, and 9, we're maintaining the same level of funding through grants and capitation tax, which is dedicated to the libraries, library tax, and the grant. But the mobile home placement tax, which is the bottom line there, has decreased because it is real estate related, affected by the economy. And it just is a visual of how that's decreased for the libraries. Next, Gina Jennings will discuss some of our other general fund programs.
First, I'm going to talk about the personnel benefits. This year, we are recommending a 2% performance review increase effective July 1st with a $750 minimum increase. This does replace the cost of living adjustment that has been given in the past. This means that an employee must have a satisfactory annual review in order to get the 2% increase. Our actuary is recommending a 10% defined pension contribution and a 12% defined pension benefit contribution, which is 8% decrease from last year. There are a couple of recommended changes to our personnel benefits. The first is the vision program. We are recommending that glasses be reimbursed once a year instead of every 24 months, and contacts be reimbursed up to 4 times a year. The second addition is the last bullet on the slide, which is the flexible spending plan. Employees will be able to set aside pre-tax dollars to cover daycare and medical costs. These costs include co-pays, over-the-counter drugs, prescriptions, dental and eye care expenses, and also adoption expenses. The next slide is the community development. This is an income-based program for housing rehabilitation and assistance. It is funded through a community development block grant, the HUD Home Program, a Farmers Home Housing Preservation Grant, and the Delaware State Housing Loan Program, and from the County Council's General Fund, $75,000, which is down from $100,000 from the previous year. Through this program, we plan to rehabilitate 62 homes and complete 75 utility connections throughout Sussex County. Other housing programs that are being funded in the 09's budget are listed here. Unfortunately, due to the slowdown of the county's revenues, this is one area that has seen some cuts. Approved in 2006, the moderately priced housing initiative was adopted to combat the growing housing affordability crisis in the area. This program provides developer incentives such as 20 to 30% density bonus based on income targeted and expedited review through the zoning plan and zoning process. In March, there were four projects that were approved that have included 139 units. In fiscal year 09, we are looking to expand the program to include rental properties. Also in this budget, there's $75,000 for the Emergency Housing Assistance Fund, which was talked on the previous slide, $10,000 for the First State Community Action, and $25,000 for the Milford Housing Corporation. Continuing with assistance programs, again, we're going to fund in fiscal year 09 water and sewer district relief programs and tax property tax assistant programs. Here's a list of them. I'm just going to talk about a few. The County Sewer Water Low Income Assistance Grant and the State West Rehoboth Sewer Low Income Assistance Program are for full-time residents of properties with income below HUD CDBG income levels. These programs provide a $200 subsidy per year. Also, the County Septic System and Connection Fee Grant Program is a one-time grant up to $2,500 for septic tank repairs and hookup costs. The State Senior Citizen School Property Tax Credit is a $500 maximum tax credit for individuals 65 and older. And also the Sussex County Property Tax Subsidy is income-based with annual incomes not to exceed $15,800 or $16,000 if married. It applies to the first $16,000 of taxable assessments. This tax subsidy applies only to the county portion of the tax. For more information, you can contact the county's utility billing and treasury divisions. Now to Kathy Rolfe to talk about capital projects.
I'm going to be reviewing the capital projects for the general fund that is basically the non-water and sewer funds. We have $16.4 million set aside for capital projects in this budget. $10.1 million is for the industrial air park. These funds are being proposed to promote economic development at the industrial air park. The county feels that improving these facilities will stimulate the county's local economy by attracting new businesses, as well as providing expansion opportunities for existing businesses, which in turn will have new employment opportunities for county residents. Currently, 1,100 employees work at the industrial air park. Some of these projects in the $10.1 million are stormwater improvements, a fire system upgrade, runway expansion, and wetland mitigation. The county has taken an aggressive schedule on completing these projects, which is above or ahead of the FAA schedule. Also on the slide, you will see County Administration Building, $1.1 million. This is for a new communications building to be built at the air park. Improvements here at the admin building to improve our roof, and converting the EOC building for a records retention facility. $750,000 is for solid waste. This is for land acquisition as well as fencing improvements. $1.6 million is for library expansion. $1 million of this is for South Coastal Library, which is currently under construction. And $644,000 is for the Milton Library. It's for their second floor addition expansion. $2.7 million is for property acquisition. This is for, to relocate the Laurel EMS station, Nanticoke dredging site, and some other proposed properties. Next, I will be covering the wastewater and water programs. This is almost $31 million of our current budget. One of the major items, or two of them actually, there is no recommended increases for service charges and assessment charges this year, which is an awesome thing. Connection fees will be up 3.4%. This is a fee charged to homeowners that are connecting onto a new system. And this is based on the construction cost index, which is based for inflation. Operation costs are up 3.8%. This is mainly due to electric, chemical, and contractual treatment cost. Capital costs have decreased by 47%. Even though the county does continue to improve and maintain their current systems, as well invest in new technology and technology to improve their systems. The County Engineering Department is working to expand our wastewater services, as Susie and Dave both mentioned. Millville Extension is currently under construction. There was also four new projects in this past year. Oak Orchard, by public meeting, was approved, and three by referendum: Johnson's Corner, Golf Village, and Angola. Upon completion of these four new districts, they'll add another 3,400 EDUs to our system. As noted on the slide, there was 13,000 EDUs in 1988. By the end of fiscal year 2009, we'll be at almost 60,000 EDUs. This is a 357% increase. But none of this would have been available. By eliminating these septic systems and providing sanitary sewer, not only helps our environment by protecting our county's groundwater and inland bays, both of these are a vital part of the county's economy by providing tourism dollars as well as providing recreational opportunities for our county residents. None of this would have been possible if we wouldn't have $35.9 million since 1999 in grants and loans from our general fund, which is basically our real estate transfer taxes. I'll be covering some of the major sewer projects that we have proposed for this upcoming year.
Shane's got a copy of this too.
Angola is $7 million. This is mainly for design and to begin construction. Fenwick Sewer is $1.9 million. It's for transmission upgrades. Golf Village is $1 million. This is for design, construction, and hopefully this will be completed by the end of this fiscal year. Johnson's Corner is $2 million, again, for design and to start construction. This total project will be $14 million and hopefully be completed by 2011. Millville Sewer District is $18 million, and that is currently under construction and should be completed by 2011. And the Scruff, which is our South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility, $3 million is allowed for a new pump station down there. The last slide I'll be presenting is the five-year capital improvements. For the next 5 years, we're anticipating $277 million in capital projects. $214 million of this is for water and sewer projects, and $63 million is for a general fund. $56.8 million of this is for the 2009 fiscal year, and 71% of this was for water and sewer. These projects are funded by various sources. You can see the dollar amounts up there. But 16.4% is from general fund, which is real estate transfer taxes. 3.8% is from water and sewer fees. 13.5% is for federal and state grants. 63% are paid by bonds. And 2.9% is from developers. Now we'll turn it back over to Mr. Baker.
Major concern with this budget is whether or not the state of Delaware changes the realty transfer tax funding formula. And this chart shows some of the possible cuts. The county now receives a 1.5% realty transfer tax in the unincorporated areas of the county. The state receives 1.5% there also. Within the towns receive 1.5%, and the state receives 1.5%. There are proposals being discussed to change that formula whereby the state would receive a larger portion and the counties and the towns a lesser portion. What we have done is put together a list of some of the things included in this budget that we would have to look at and consider and cut. what we did, this list is by dollar amount from highest to lowest, but as you can see, the economic development efforts at the airport and industrial park are at the top of the list with one of the highest dollar amounts. Grants for state police, the Sussex County program to provide 40 additional state police in Sussex County, the most efficient way to provide additional security in the county, that would certainly have to be reviewed. County sewer grants, we've already cut them to the level that you see here, $1,425,000. Again, that's something else that would have to be cut. And those grants have helped supplement the lack of state funding because the state has not been able to provide state grants for sewer projects. And those grants have helped make these projects happen because we have to go through a referendum and a public hearing process to expand our sewer to remove septics. Library expansion, such as at Milton, total the town local law enforcement grants of $25,000 to each town that has a police force in the county, we certainly have to look at funding for the fire service, communications building, the hazmat program that the paramedics now provide that we may not be able to fund that. Record storage renovations, economic development, and grants to the towns. Open space, of course, the $750,000 that is in the recommended budget would be another project that we would have to look at closely. Our grant to the University of Delaware for Agriculture Extension Service, our grants to the Sussex Conservation District, and then the housing assistance programs that Mr. Cates' office manages. So those are some of the things that we would have to look very closely at. Hopefully, we won't have to tackle this problem, but we do want to make the public and our General Assembly aware that these are some things that we would certainly have to address if there was a change in that funding formula. With that, we will go over the highlights. First, as we've discussed, no property tax increase. This is actually the 19th year, or will be the 19th year without a tax increase. The average county tax for a single-family home would be $103.14. The average county tax for a manufactured home, $40.52. Now, that does not include the school tax portion of the bill, but that is the amount that the county provides services for on your property tax bill. There is a 21% decrease in anticipated realty transfer tax and housing industry-related revenues. The County Council will be tackling land use plan update ordinances during the upcoming year. There are no sanitary sewer service charge or assessment increases, although there is an increase in the one-time hookup connection fee of 3.4%. Economic development, again, improvements are recommended at the Industrial Park and Airport, $10 million. Record storage program will be implemented for county records at the old Emergency Operations Center. Funding for 40 additional state police, $3.5 million for the fire service to assist with the volunteer fire service to assist with their efforts for public safety. And that includes $1.5 million for paid ambulance attendance, which is almost a necessity in this day and time. Moderately priced housing program administration is included, $300,000 for dog control as mandated by the state. Sewer connections are occurring and will continue in Miller Creek and Millville. There is a five-year, $277 million ambitious capital plan included in the budget, and as you can see, there are a number of items that we plan to tackle in the next year. And at the same time, we have a 5.4% general fund budget decrease. And I would like to thank our budget committee, and I'd like to thank our department heads, and thank the Information Systems Department and the County Council for their support. And as noted earlier, there will be a public hearing scheduled on June 17th where public comment will be taken, and we will also provide a little bit additional information on individual sanitary sewer rates. And again, there is plenty of information available. We'd be glad to give you a copy of the budget and the budget letter, which explains the various aspects of the budget if you'd like, and this is all available on the county's website. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Mm-hmm. Do we want to introduce the budget part, or do you want to?
Yes, I'm sorry. We do have two ordinances for introduction. The first one is an ordinance establishing the annual operating budget for fiscal year 2009. And then the second is an ordinance establishing annual service charges, annual assessment rates for collection and transmission and/or treatment and connection charges for all Sussex County water and sanitary sewer districts.
Something I'd like to introduce them. I guess should we do one at a time, Jim? Is that the best way?
We could do the budget ordinance first.
Okay.
I'll introduce it.
Okay. And the second one would be the
service charges, rates for sewer and water systems.
Okay. Somebody like to introduce that, please?
I'll introduce it.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.